think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenz, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, digital video platforms. Let's do this thing. We're on the clock. It's a very busy night. I just saw a tweet earlier by Uber Facts online that's never wrong, and they said that people that anger easily aren't as intelligent as they think they are. So in other words, I'm a blabbering fool and an idiot, but my count, I think there's like 17 games on the board tonight. I could be wrong, but I think there's 9 in the NBA, there's 7 in the NHL, and 1 NFL football game, including Cam's Seahawks. Hawks. What's up, Cam?
I'm hanging in there, Morenzi. Not gonna lie, the weekend was a lot of grenades out there. But new week. Hopefully, we'll get it together. Interesting game tonight, though. This is the thing. Very low total. The line's gone up in favor of the Saints. I expect a pretty tight game in Seattle. Another thing is, too, this weather. I know you're in the Pacific Northwest. You can give me an update, but we had a big-time storm in San Francisco last night, and it looks like we're going to have some conditions in Seattle.
I think it could be worse tonight than it was last night, actually, because last night It really wasn't cold. It was just raining, right? It wasn't cold. 57 degrees currently right now in Seattle. Heavy rains and 23-mile-an-hour winds.
Ooh.
23-mile-an-hour winds. And that's right now. That's right now. So we'll keep our eye on things. I can tell you, they're calling it a bomb cyclone, Cam.
Yes.
I don't know why they come up. I don't know. I'm 51 years old. I don't know. What, did bomb cyclones were just invented? Or are you jackasses just like, no, it's a rainstorm. It's windy and rainy.
Exactly. Like, no, bomb no cyclone. Offense.
No, it's not no a bomb. Offense. No, it's not a bomb.
It's not a cyclone.
Hiroshima was a bomb. All right, it's not a bomb. I don't see any cyclone either. It's raining.
I'm with you. Like, when I hear bomb cyclone, I think, like, we got to go into the root cellar, Morenzi.
Me too.
Like, oh, my God. We got preserves.
I saw bomb cyclone. I thought Kim Jong-un attacked last night, Cam. I'm like, bomb cyclone? What the hell's going on?
Family, let's get it. That's a panic room.
Bomb.
Panic room.
Like, what, bombs are going off?
Hey, listen, a cyclone's a tornado.
What the hell's going on?
A cyclone's a tornado. It's not a tornado. It's just going to be a windy night and cold. Yeah, you said it, 57. It's cold, windy, as you say, bleak. Bleak, windy, rainy.
Oh, it's bleak.
It's a Seattle night. Oh, it's if it's bleak here today, like, I mean, it's like it was gross. Like, just dark, rain, wind, the same thing. I can't even imagine what it's like going to be over there. But anyway, we got a football game to bet. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Bleaker than the Dodgers World Series chances are. It's bleak.
What a weekend. Your Dodgers go down. My teams can't get a win. I'll tell you, Gabe, last night, I'll take a shot with the under. Goes way over. Like, I got to be honest with you. You brought up the greatest point about October. I can't wait for like 7 days to get into November. I don't know what it is about this month, but I don't like it. Like, I don't, good things do not happen to me in this month.
It's evil. You.
Like, it really is.
October,
it's the worst month of the year. Worst month.
What do you think Halloween is? The hell you think? Yeah. It's Hallow's Eve, all right?
it's not working for me. It might work for people who are into Santeria and stuff, but not for this guy. I'm having a bad month. No.
Unless you're an Arizona Cardinal, Houston Astro, or Atlanta Brave, October sucks, all right?
Exactly.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're Kato with a Raging Redhead Cab Store. Monday night football, New Orleans Saints, Nollins, going to the Pacific Northwest. This evening, and wow, up to 5.5 right now. And I'm not talking about the Richter scale. That's the point spread. 5.5, New Orleans Saints, up to 5.5, Cam. Total, 41.5. And we saw last night, and we saw, oh, it's raining. The game's going to be lower scoring and all that. No, it wasn't. It went over the number. And, you know, I fell for it last night too, Cam. I fell for it. I was like, and I don't fall for weather. You know me. I get mad about the weather, and I go opposite. I'm like, you guys think it's cold? Whatever. I'm betting the over. Right? Like, I don't fall for this stuff. I don't fall for weather. But I thought last night in the heavy rains, and quite frankly, I just didn't think the Colts' offense would be as effective as it was. Like, San Francisco's defense just got carved up on the ground.
Let's call it out for tonight, what it is. There's a pass interference call on every play. It's the new NFL. You throw a ball that's a little bit short. The guy goes into the guy. It's automatic 40 yards. I told you, man, you got to bring the college rules into it. It's brutal. Everything changes the game on these stupid penalty calls. But anyway, I don't want to get into it tonight. Just tell me what you're saying. I'm going back to the under, though, buddy. I think I don't see points in this game. It's a sucker line there, and if I go down again, that's just that's the way it's going to be.
Well, the thing is, these teams are very offensively challenged. Seattle are offensively challenged, as we know, with Russell Wilson or without Russell Wilson. And the New Orleans Saints have totally changed the dynamic of their offense, right? Mm-hmm. They're not a pass-happy offense. I mean, Jameis Winston's props are always around 200 yards. They're not. They don't have wide receivers. One of their top wide receivers out tonight for New Orleans. It's going to be a heavy dose of Kamara tonight. But with that being stated, I can't take the under. I just can't do it. These totals are 41, 40.5 and stuff. They always go over the number. We saw it last night. I just can't. I can't pull the trigger. I want to see the weather for myself as well. Like if it's a monsoon. But hey, it was raining pretty hard last night, and they still ended up getting the 48 points. I do have a tease.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
That's a lie from last night, though. I played the under on a teaser, Cam. That's all I played. I played the under on a teaser, and I played the first half under. So I lost the first half under bet, but I lose the first half under bet. But I got a teaser at under 48.5, but I got the Seahawks plus 11. I got a bad number. It's higher.
Nice. Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gable Morenci, kicking with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Monday Night Football. We got a full slate of NBA basketball tonight, NHL hockey as well. But we got some line movement in this football game, and it's really climbing right now. Up to 5.5 at FanDuel. Total is 41.5. There's going to be a big debate about the weather and all that other stuff. We always talk about it. Wind comes into play. Thing is, with rain, and we saw this last night, rain leads to fumbles, Cam.
Yeah,
Rain leads to short fields, right? Turnovers, short fumbles, interceptions, dropped snaps, and all that other stuff. We see it all the time. So, yeah, it sort of hinders the offense, but it also creates big plays. And we see this all the time, Cam. I never forget. I learned my lesson. I remember years ago. It was probably about 20 years ago. Even longer, 25 years ago. Jackie Sherrill. You probably remember the game. Jackie Sherrill was still the coach, been around a long time. Remember Jackie Sherrill was an old school coach who once got in trouble because Mississippi State were playing the Texas Longhorns and he castrated a bull in front of the team?
That's a little bit much.
So, like, how is that going to make you play better football?
Game? Exactly. It's like wow, you're a kid,
you're standing there and a coach comes out. We're playing the Longhorns and they chop your nuts off. It's like, good for you, coach. Like, they told him, never do that again. Like, they told him, never do that again, coach. Like, but anyways, so Jackie Sherrill, he was the coach. But I'll never forget, it was Mississippi State against Texas A&M. And like I said, it's a long time ago. If you probably remember, but I never forget, before it was like, I think it was a Liberty Bowl, actually, of all bowls. And it was snowing like crazy. And it never really snows there, but it was snowing like crazy, Cam. And it was literally like feet of snow. You could not see the field. And both teams before, I saw the interviews with the kid. And the kid, they said, have you ever played in snow before? And the kid said, I've never seen snow before. And both quarterbacks said before, they've never seen snow in their lives before. And they were a little freaked out by it. Final score, Cam? I think it was 67-63 or something. Like it really was. Because dudes were flying around, falling around everywhere. You know what I mean? And like, because then the quarterback can still see. He can still throw the ball in the snow. So it's like, go deep. And guys start falling around everywhere. You just hit a little quick slant, guy. Like, I'm telling you, snow, wind is the detriment.
Yes.
Rain and snow, it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. Teams practice in that stuff all the time.
The thing is, the only problem with rain is what you said. The pigskin gets slick, and you saw last night they didn't really handle the ball very well. A lot of then again, Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't really protect the ball very well anyway.
You just read my mind. You could put super glue on that guy's head, Cam, in the middle of the desert. Forget about rain.
Honest to God, the ball. You know what, Jimmy? I hate to say a good-looking guy or whatever. Just go with hot chicks and do your thing. Like I'm not sure if you have the mindset or whatever for football anymore. It's ridiculous.
The last time Jimmy G got in the end zone, Cam, is when he went on a date with Kiera Mir, the porn star. That's the last time this guy scored. And I think he probably had to pay, to be honest. I tell you.
He's horrible.
You know what's funny, too? She said after, there's a quote. I talked about this last night. She said after that he made her tap out, quote, tap out. And I'm thinking, he made me tap out, too, Kiera. I'm tapped out, too. No more. I can't bet on this team anymore.
No,
they're done
no
to me.
Money.
They're done. They're just overrated. We fell for it. They're not that good. It just is what it is. And that's what I'm worried about tonight, Cam, that Seattle aren't that good. And we know it.
No.
We know it.
I do.
Deep down
I
inside,
do know that.
We both know they're not that good. This is the problem.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with Seattle, and I'll be very real with you. Sure, they beat San Francisco, but actually San Francisco dominated them in the first half. They just couldn't punch it in the end zone. And let's remember, that game was crazy because Lance came in for Garoppolo, and he wasn't really ready to go. And Garoppolo was just, couldn't do anything. Let's put it this way. This line movement, Gabe, is very, very odd, especially the way things are going right now with home dogs in the National Football League. I'll say this. I think Seattle's okay in teasers, but the fact that this line has gone from 3.5 to 5.5 is it's almost insane. And Jameis Winston and the Saints, yeah, you said it. They're not the same football team, but Seattle is a hard team to trust. Their defense is not very good. Geno Smith, another week under their belt. They got more tape on him. I hate to say
Let's cut to the chase.
The Saints are going to win the game. Seattle might cover a teaser. I'm doing a teaser to the under.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing yes. tonight. Plus 11, plus 12 and a half if I can get the 12 under 48 and a half. Maybe I'll go the other way because 41 and a half and 7 is only 34 and a half. But let's be real. Seattle, I will not take 5 points with them. I need bonus points. I need insurance with these guys.
Well, I already have them plus 11.
Good.
It's higher now. You're getting plus 12 and a half. Who would ever imagine you get the Seahawks Monday Night Football at home plus 12 and a half in a teaser? Thing is, the Saints, I don't know, man. The Saints are one of those weirdest teams in the NFL, aren't they, Cam? Like, each week, they're completely different. It's like they might get blown out. They might, like, shut you down. Like, you don't know what they're going to do. Like, they're very Jekyll and Hyde this year. I think they're all good. I think their defense is good.
Outright. They smoke the Packers. They go like this. You know what it is? It's like good, bad, good, bad.
Oh,
good,
don't forget. No. They got murdered by the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, they did. They did. So that's the thing.
Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
I got to be honest.
Sometimes Jameis throws the ball less than an Army or Navy quarterback can. You're like, why do you guys throw the ball 9 times? Like, what the hell is going on here? Like,
the one advantage that the Saints have over Seattle tonight is what you said off the top is Kamara. There's so many things you can do with him, little hitches out of the backfield and stuff. That's
the one
thing.
Bad weather too, right? And rain.
Yeah, and bad weather.
Let's call
it out for what it is.
Alex Collins sucks.
I'm going to say Alex Collins is okay.
He's always hurt.
He's always hurt. Yeah. See, I know what it is about Pete Carroll's crazy. Like, he cuts Alex Collins because he fumbles. Then he picks him back up again. He cuts him. He picks him back. I just don't understand this.
Let me ask you.
In general, it's like, what the hell's
you have any confidence in Rashad Penny? Which I don't. That's why I'm a little concerned.
Let's talk about Seattle's backs. Like, CJ Prosize, bust. Penny, bust. Like, I hate to say it. And these are guys that I really wanted to jump
ever for. Since Marshawn Lynch.
Yes. Yeah. Lynch and Sean Alexander.
And Lynch. They took him from Buffalo. He was on my Buffalo Bills.
Exactly. The Seahawks aren't the same team. Gone are the days where they used to actually draft good running backs. It's just
who was Lynch's backup, Cam? Who was Lynch's backup at the time? He was good too, actually. Then? On the Super Bowl team. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I never got the ball money.
Well, back then,
on
it was
Super Bowl winning teams. Backup to Marshawn Lynch.
Backup to Marshawn Lynch back then.
Backup running back. He wasn't terrible. I remember. As soon as we hear the name, we'll remember. And for the record, thanks to our crack staff. Thanks to our crack staff here, i.e. our viewers. Shout out to Charles B. Charles B. Independence Bowl Cam, Shreveport, Louisiana, New Year's Eve, 2000.
Nice.
So you're telling me that New Year's Eve, 2000, the millennium. This is what we talked about, Cam, on the deathbed stuff. The New Year's Eve of all New Year's Eve, I was watching the Shreveport, Louisiana, the Shreveport Bowl. Dear God.
No, it's like my family.
I remember the pregame interview. I watched that game.
I've done some horrible things around the holiday season, too, as my family went to church and they're singing carols and I'm lying to them, watching an SMU Nevada game with like 4 paychecks on it back in the day. Let's quadruple up on these bowl games. We've all been there, Gabe. Those are dark times. I don't want to go back to those days, but I will say this. I remember Nick Foles in a snow game, too.
With the old ruined like Christmas dinner Hawaii bowl?
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, there we go. It's like, what did you do? And they're like, you don't look very good.
I've had that before, too. I was thinking about a Christmas day. I remember once after, it was like Christmas, I was standing outside, and my aunt asked me, is everything all right? And I told her, no. Yeah. I said, no, I didn't want to say anything, but I said, I just lost a lot of money on a basketball game. And she looked at me like, that's crazy. I said, Merry Christmas. I walked away. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Yep, see ya.
I said, it's not all right, Joan. How's your name, Joan? I said, no, Joan, it's not all right.
No, it's not.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Days, it can be rough, especially when you're a gambler.
All right, so up to 5.5 right now, total 41.5. I'm curious to see which way the total goes. I want to see a live weather report.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. All right, so we got Monday Night Football, but we do have a lot of other games to get into. I don't know. I'm perplexed by this, and I can tell you it's actually snowing in the Pacific Northwest a little bit right now, and it doesn't even snow in the wintertime. I don't know what the hell's going on. This bomb cyclone maybe is real, Cam. You know, but all kidding aside, you know what I call a bomb cyclone, Cam? Fall. It's like, I love how people like forget, like it gets cold in the wintertime, people. Yes.
It does.
You know, it's going to rain. So. Like people are, I can't believe the weather. It's a bomb cyclone. No.
Yeah.
It's called fall.
It gets dark. It gets rainy. You get that ice snow that melts and turns into rain. So you're in Vancouver. Think about the proximity, only 1.5-2 hours from Seattle. Like they're going to have the exact same weather. Like they're going to have that exact same type of weather pattern going on. So it's going to be interesting tonight. I don't know how slick the surface is going to get, but I don't know. This is one game. The total's so damn low. Oh,
dude, it's you got two quarterbacks, though, Cam, that are prone to turnovers, though.
Oh, I know.
Between Jameis and
Winston
Geno.
And I know.
Windy, wet field. Oh, come on, bro. How the hell is there not going to be a couple of turnovers?
Yeah, these guys don't really protect
Geno
it very
fumbled
well
last
either.
Week. He fumbled last week.
Gino's got slick hands. He fumbles on the best of times in good conditions, let alone sleet and cold.
And so does Jameis. Jameis is good for a weird thing or two a game too, right?
Like, throw into triple coverage for a pick.
What the hell were you doing? What were you thinking?
I agree.
Taysom Hill is out tonight. No Taysom Hill.
That's huge, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's big, bro. Like,
I don't think people understand how big that is. He's the perfect type of guy.
Third and fours and stuff.
Yeah.
They come in. Taysom Hill saves them a lot. Like, I like Jameis, but they probably just be better with Taysom running around and doing the, you know what I mean, the offense there that they have. Because like they have Jameis, they don't have wide receivers, so it's kind of pointless to have this stud quarterback that can throw the ball when you have no one to throw the ball to. Michael Thomas is nowhere near to coming back, but that's the thing. So, man, the total, Cam, it's just so light. I can't bet the under purely.
It's been pretty good. Your old friend at the horse book, Callaway.
Callaway. Yeah, Marquez Callaway. Yeah.
Callaway. Your buddy from the Meadowlands. Yeah, Callaway. Watch out for him.
Joe Flacco just got traded, huh?
I know. I saw it. Joe Flacco to the Jets. Excellent move.
Back to the Jets.
Better than any of their other damn quarterbacks. I like when Joe Flacco played for the Jets. I actually might take up with the points against Cincy now. Thanks, Joe.
Actually, I don't like this. Like, thank God they're not going to get the six. They're not going to get the seven anyways, but
no,
they could actually win with Flacco suddenly. Like, there's a big difference between Zach Wilson and Joe Flacco.
And Joe Mike White, who's going to start next week.
Mike White's better. Mike White's better than Zach
Wilson. Mike White's all right. He'll be okay. Yeah.
He's better than Zach Wilson. Yeah, Zach Wilson's a train wreck, bro. I don't want to pick on a kid, but whatever. Like I said, I guarantee you, Cameron, I'm willing to bet money on this. Zach Wilson will be on The Bachelor within the next 5 to 7 years.
It's a good pick.
He'll be out of the NFL, and he'll be on TV on The Bachelor. He'll be like the new Jesse Palmer.
Yeah, for sure. No, I can totally
Jesse's
see
a nice
that.
Guy. Jesse's a yeah, nice Jesse's guy. All right. I'm not taking a shot at Jesse.
Yeah. No, he's good bachelor. Yeah, this guy, he hasn't figured it out. That's for sure.
The unibrow, Joe Flacco. The unibrow is now on the Jets. I love there's a video, Cam. It's the funniest thing ever, bro. Like, it's Sean, speaking of the Saints, it's Sean Payton, and they're playing the Ravens a couple of years ago, and Joe Flacco. So, like, the game's over. And it was a crazy game, too, bro. It was, like, at the end, it was, like, field goals. It was, like, really high tense, crazy game. So, you know when you see all the players talking to each other after? And, you know, the coaches, you think, you know, you wonder, what are these guys saying to each other? So, Flacco and Payton embrace at midfield, Cam. And Joe Flacco goes, I bought a couch and a mattress off your brother in the offseason. And he goes, oh, really? Flacco goes, great store. Yeah, Sean Payton's brother runs a furniture outlet franchise, Cam, in New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Bet he does well.
So Joe Flacco was like, yeah, I bought some patio furniture from your brother. But he just said it so casually. Sean Payton's like, oh, that's great. Oh, he's a great guy. Oh, it's great. Oh. I'm thinking, man, well, no one ever thought to be talking about patio furniture after the football game. But that's what they are. So, all right, let's get into the NBA 7 o'clock games here coming up. I'm ready to start clicking. Tonight we got the Milwaukee Bucks. I was thinking something about something, Cam. It's time for an NBA player prop. Our boy, Patty C. Connington's in the starting lineup now. I'm sure he's going to be undervalued. I'm sure. Come on, give us an 8.5 or something, please. What do we got here? Patty C. Our boy Connington. He was good to us last year, remember?
Sure was. Every game but one.
But one. Cam remembers.
I do.
He's 10.5. 10.5.
He should have been like 7.5, 8.5 there. So it's getting a. It's
no, he's number. Starting now.
Yeah, well, he needs 11 points. I gotta tell you something. This game smells big time. Why is Milwaukee 1.5? You tell me. What's the deal?
Just for the record, this game. And so the Bucks have played 3 games. The deal is that Bobby Portis is out, and I think Lopez is out. And the Bucks just don't get respect for whatever reason. So they played 3 games, the Bucks. They're 2-1. They beat the Brooklyn Nets 127-104. They got smoked by Miami 137-95. Mm-hmm. And what a shock. Hey, Kyrie Irving's out. Kyle Lowry's out with an ankle problem already. I don't want to laugh.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want to do this. Who saw that coming? 137-95. Kyrie Irving's another. That guy's going to start a riot. You see that yesterday, Ken?
I'm not a fan.
Anti-vaxxer protesters, whatever, tried to break into the Barclays Center supporting Kyrie Irving.
Idiots.
Like, that's great. That's
a good move,
like,
guys.
Good job, Kyrie.
Oh, really?
Good job.
Oh, okay.
Like, not only are you not playing, now you're just, you got a bunch of wackos trying to break into the arena because of you.
Here's the thing. You can do whatever you want, and you can believe what you believe, but just get out of people's way. Just, you know what I mean? Like, once you start protesting and doing stuff like that, well, you've changed things.
Well, he's not protesting. It was the wackos.
No.
He wasn't out
I understand that. I'm just saying, though, it's not a good look for anybody.
Oh, he lit the fire. You're right.
Davante Adams has to have 2 negative tests. He's going to be out on Thursday night. The Bears got, Nagy's got COVID, 4 other guys. Like, I thought this stuff was going away. It's not going away. It's getting worse. It's getting way worse. Take a look at the guys on the COVID list in the NFL. It's ridiculous.
It's never going away. And that sucks because I was ready to take the Packers, man, on Thursday. I was really fired up for that game. So as I was saying, though, so the Bucks have played 3 games, Cam. Connington's got he scored 20 points in the debut against Brooklyn in the first game of the year. 20. Let me repeat that. 20.
That's good.
Then he had a dud against Miami, six mm-hmm. points. And then he bounced back on Saturday with 16. Mm. 10.5 tonight. I'm clicking it. And I'm a little disappointed that you're not as enthusiastic about it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I have no money. Like, I you don't
I just
understand.
Busted
I
your balls.
No, honestly. Like, I just, but, hey, all the stuff that I did, I built it all up.
He's been a friend to you. He's been a good friend to us. Pat Who? Connington's been a good
Connington. Yeah, Pat Connington's bar and grill.
He's going to help you out tonight.
I don't have anything. I'm telling you, it's done. Like, it's everything's on these games. I got hockey games.
You've got some bullets left for hockey.
I have no bullets.
You've got bullets for hockey. No
yeah,
bullets.
But I put them in already. I put them in. I'm not going to the pawn shop tonight. No, honest to God, it's been a horrible week. Other than Hideki Matsuyama and the Giants, I hate everybody. And that's it. I don't have any money. I can't play props. I can't do anything. I need to methodically chip away.
Wow.
Good luck with Pat Connington.
I'm putting it in right now. Thank you. Thank you for the support.
I can't even put $25 on it. Like, it's a joke. Like, I'm telling you, it's gone. Bye-bye.
It's only Monday, too, Cam, right? You're starting off the week. You got to uphill climb here.
I didn't have the time to go to the store and get the, you know, got to do
all this. All right. Listen. Okay. All
right. Yeah, you get it. Yeah, anyway, I gotta take care of some things tomorrow.
I didn't reload either, my account.
I'm just so pissed off. It's just like, why did this happen?
Man, you've been raging. I came on yesterday talking about the football, and you're like, and the Leafs lost 7-1. How about that? 7-1. The Leafs are gonna lose.
Not just
tonight.
That. There's a lot of other things I'll tell you later too. There's a lot of people that are just really pissing me off. But anyway, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I like Connington to get over 10.5 points. I think it's actually a very good play. The guy had a dud and he got six. So he probably, that's the worst it's going to get. So the computer's just putting the averages together. He's probably good for about 16 tonight. I agree with that if he's starting. It's a good bet.
I'm taking the Milwaukee Bucks on the money line minus 126. All the Pacers do is find ways to lose games. So I'm taking the Bucks on the money line, minus 126, and I'm taking Pat Connington over 10.5 points scored. Boston Celtics. I don't understand this number. And I tell you, like, sometimes the odds makers do get it wrong. I mean, we're wrong all the time. Yeah. They're wrong sometimes. But look at that Oklahoma State number that they posted over the weekend, getting 7. Look at that dumb Raider number yesterday. Ooh, Raiders minus 1.
Oh, I love the Raiders yesterday.
Here we go now. Mm-hmm. Here we go now with the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte Hornets getting plus 2 points, 3-0 straight up, 3-0 ATS. Boston are going back to back as well. Boston played last night. Now, I'd like the confirmation on Jaylen Brown's status this evening, but Boston Celtics played last night in Houston. They won the basketball game. If you guys recall, on Friday night, I believe it was, the Raptors were in Boston and held them to like 83 points. And then, so Boston are all over the place. They gave up 1 million points to the Knicks in game one. And they lost in double overtime. Game two, they got throttled by the Raptors by like 30-plus points. It was a rout. It was like 115-82 or 83 or something like that. Then last night, in a desperation mode, they beat Houston. Now you get Charlotte played yesterday, but they're coming off a win against Brooklyn. They're feeling good. And Charlotte are very young team, Cam, so they're going to have fresh legs. Let's sting some people tonight. Buzz City. Give me the Hornets, Cam, plus the deuce.
I lean Hornets in that spot, too.
Think about the last time you had to cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Boston just hasn't played good basketball yet. They could get it back together, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Somebody send Cam some money. He needs some money to bet. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart. And I didn't put the bets in yet, but you know, earlier today I was looking at the NBA card and I put them in the queue, so to speak. You know what I mean? So I clicked. I was like, all right, just yeah. So I, you know, get on top of it. And it's interesting, Cam. I'm looking right now. My 7 NBA picks, if parlayed, and I wasn't planning on doing it, but if parlayed, 86-1. I'm surprised.
That sounds like something you should do. Put it together. Like, no, honestly, it's like buying a lottery ticket.
I mean, well, I could put $10 on it, $860 bucks. Yeah,
$20 bucks, man. Yeah, like I do stuff like that's my problem. When I was rolling, I did a lot of those crazy parlays at $20-$30, trying to hit even more. But the thing is,
there's no way in hell I'm going to hit all 7.
Who knows?
This is what I had, Cam. Charlotte Hornets plus 2, Milwaukee Bucks money line. Toronto Raptors plus the points. This one's pretty crazy. Detroit Pistons getting 11.5 at Atlanta. Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
The Orlando Magic plus 13 at Miami. Washington Wizards plus the points. And the over in the Wizards-Brooklyn game. So I got a lot of underdogs here. Pretty much, they're all underdogs. I didn't even realize this. They accept Milwaukee, who's like basically
Milwaukee,
a pick-em.
And it's basically a pick-em. Yeah.
Like the Raptors plus points, the Hornets are getting points, the Pistons
that
points.
Raptor,
I don't have the courage.
Raptor game's
to
off the board on FanDuel.
I was going to say though,
7:40 start. It's off the board. It's low.
I don't have the courage though to take the Orlando Magic, and even the Pistons is a little risky. You know, the Magic got smashed the other night when Berman took them against the Knicks. Orlando actually beat them at MSG yesterday. So
exactly.
They got payback.
We on them on the wrong night. I remember I followed Berman. Remember that night we got Brandon in St. Louis? I'm going to take one of Berman's picks. And it was Orlando. And that night we got absolutely throttled. But yeah, then they come back and get it done. That's just the way it works.
So the Raptors. So we talked about the Bucks game. We talked about the Hornets. So we're in on the Hornets. We're taking the Bucks on the money line, which leads us into the Bulls and the Raptors. DeMar DeRozan returns to Toronto again. And the Toronto Raptors, weird start for their season as well. You figured they would have been hot out of the gate in game one returning home. They lost. They didn't look good doing it. Then you figure, oh boy, they're in trouble going to Boston on Friday night. They absolutely like destroyed the Boston Celtics. And then they were kind of in a bad spot on Saturday night going back home. Then they lost to Luka and the Dallas Mavericks. But I'm going to tell you, Cam, normally we talked about the Raptors getting back to Toronto. They're 0-2 on their home floor. Are the Chicago Bulls a more talented team right now? Yes, especially without Siakam in the lineup. But with that being stated, are the Raptors really going 0-3 at home to start this season?
Sam.
It's a tough game tonight.
It is a very tough game, but I like the way your mind's thinking. It's like, do people just assume that the Toronto Raptors are going to lose every game at home? I think you're thinking about this in the right way. It's hard to get in front of the Bulls. They're off to a great start, and both of us really like this team this year. But Toronto showed a lot of guts against Boston. They're at home, and eventually they're going to get it right. You're getting a point and a half in this spot right now. I think it's probably a good spot for the Raptors. Yeah, like I'd probably take them, you know, plus one half money. You can money line it. I like the Raptors tonight.
I don't know if it's quote unquote a good spot, but it's a desperate spot. As you stated, like, and they're aware of this, right? Like there, you don't think it's bothering them that they're back in Toronto and they're 0-2 right now. And the thing is, they start the season, basically, I think 5 of the first 7 games, Cam, are at home. And then after that, like the league did them a favor, actually. Like after last year, they said, all right, listen, first 2-3 weeks of the season, you guys are just going to be in Toronto for the most part. You got to go to Boston and you won't leave like much. But after 11 of their next 14 games are on the road. Like they better start nailing down some wins. Otherwise this season can start to unravel fast. I know it's a long season, but I'm just, I got over 36 and a half. That's my only concern. I know they're not winning the title, but I think they can win this game tonight. It's not a lock. Nothing's a lock, but I think they can win this game tonight.
No, I agree. I think it's the point that you said. It's like they lose the other games at home. Like eventually at home, they're going to get it done. The Bulls feel good about themselves after that start. You know what I mean? And they can't maintain that either. It's one of those things like how you say I like to bet on desperate teams. Like say a team starts a season like 0-5. Like if they're in one of those games, you got to pick the right spots to nail them because they're going to win eventually. This could be a very, very good spot for the Raptors tonight. I worry the Bulls are good, but I would take the 1.5. I think I already bet the Raptors on. Yeah, I did. That's one of those bets is in on Toronto.
It's gone up. I like Toronto tonight. It's 2 right now, 2.5. And so we just bought it up to 3. I didn't have to pay much to do it either. Currently just popped back up. Like you said, it's weird, Cap. Same with the Washington game. They froze it, took it down, put it back up. Like there's a lot of this going on right now in the NBA. Welcome back, NBA. Nothing but stress. 40 games start. Oh,
first week for injury news before the game. Like here's the thing. Like baseball figured it out a bit. The NBA's got to get better. You can't just have this stuff happening like minutes before tip-off. There has to be like a window of time where you announce your injuries. But whatever. It's been like this for a while. It's frustrating. No, they
don't know. Like, and we as bettors think, well, with betting and stuff, who cares? It's not like our business to know. I know it is frustrating. I'm not going to deny it. But a lot of times, Cam, they don't know until the shoot-around. You know, 40 minutes before the game, 30 minutes before the game. Look at Peoples-Jones the other day in the NFL. We got our money back. It was a push, but no one knew he wasn't going to play. I mean, he was on the sideline, and he turned out he couldn't take the field. All right, so the Raptors game, that game's at 7:30, actually. All right, so the early NBA games, Milwaukee and the Pacers, I'm taking the Bucks. Cam is abstaining. Boston and the Hornets, I'm on the Hornets. Taking the Hornets +2, taking the Bucks on the money line. I don't have the courage to take her to the Orlando Magic when it's all said and done. I will take the Raptors. And, Cam, I'm intrigued by the under in the Raptor game. I think it's going to be a defensive slugfest this game. It's 213.5. The Raptors can't. The Raptors don't have a ton of scoring, number one.
No, they don't.
And number two, with the Raptors, like, try to play defense, they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. Like, they terrorized the Celtics the other night. And I think the Raptors know if we don't play defense, we will lose.
We're dead.
Because we ain't scoring 130 points like these other teams in the NBA right now, especially without Siakam. Guys are missing 22 points a game
right
now.
It's an excellent point.
22 points a game.
They can't score with other teams in the league. So what are you going to do? You got to play to your strengths. Defense, defense, defense. And that's the thing. You got to work extra hard at your end. That total kind of tells you it might be correlated as well. So, yeah, no, I definitely think, like, it's a 213.5 is a low total in an NBA game, but I would take the under as well.
You know, well, there's a lot of talk coming into the year about the Bulls not playing defense and stuff, but they're not, like, killing it, and they're not getting shredded. You know what I mean? They're not putting up 140 points a game or anything like that. I just have bad, bad, bad luck when I bet unders. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. So I'm not going to do it, but it bothers me. All right, so let's get into the early NHL action because we got
a lot
7
of
o'clock. I know. So let's go game by game, rapid fire here. Let me load it up. NHL hockey, 7 o'clock action. Oh, boy, it's time to light up a big fat one. -420. Stanley C. Panther. Hey, pass the doobie, Stanley.
Stanley C. Panther's got the hockey.
He's Bogarting.
Hockey OG, the new strain. Yeah, what Ice Match OG is the new strain that Stanley smokes. Ice Match.
The Panthers are -420.
I know, 420. 420. I don't even know what to say. They are minus 420. This line was like 320 and it went up to 420. Anyway, the Panthers aren't even parlayable. If you want to take them, so what are they at? Minus? So it's minus two and a half?
It doesn't. No, that's a mistake. This does not make any sense at all.
No, they made a mistake. Minus one and a half, minus 132. Sold.
Yeah, click, click, click.
It should be minus two and a half, minus 132. Shh, don't tell anybody. That's a mistake.
Look, look, look. Because look, let's just look at another bigger favorite. Yes, okay, who's another bigger favorite?
It's a mistake.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it's a big mistake. It should be minus two and a half, minus 160. Yes, you are correct.
Like, it doesn't correlate. Like, minus 420 is massive. Like you said, minus 132. Minus 132, that's for, like, a minus 225 favorite or something. Like, it doesn't, yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense. But whatever. All right, let me click this in before anything. Like, let's just get this in here.
Yeah, no, that's, somebody in the hockey department's going to get in big trouble if they leave that number out there. It has to be bet.
Yeah, the Sherapen, when we get in here. All right, dude, like, that's... Yeah, I would not be pleased. Like, if I'm running the hockey department like right now, I'd be like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" Like,
yeah,
let me click. Or let's just sure it's in. Florida Panthers minus a goal and a half.
Yep, sold. All right. They're in every part. Yeah, they should.
Glad we noticed that number. Mm-hmm. Just didn't make sense. 420. All right, total 6.5. I don't want any part of the total. Dallas Stars and the Jackets. What's your feel for this one? You bet a lot of Columbus games. I don't. What's your feel for this one?
I lean to Columbus, but I don't love it. Dallas can be a really pesky team, very Jekyll and Hyde, but I lean Columbus in this spot at plus 114. Small play on Columbus, plus 114, but yeah, I'm going to take the Jackets. I think they're a better hockey team than people think. I like their goaltending too. Merzlikin, he's good. I got no problem with that guy.
Well, I'm not in Studio 34 right now, but I'm assuming right now outside, and what about even in Versa? It's probably a bunch of Ranger jerseys. Man, they take it over, Kev. Like, I swear to God, I used to know when the Rangers were playing at, like, 7 in the morning, bro. There used to be people mm-hmm. from Sweden, Cam, for Henrik. Like, Swedes nice. Decked out in Swedish gear and Rangers gear. And like, so, yeah, the Rangers really take over Manhattan when they play, and they're playing tonight against the Calgary Flames, who are suddenly 2-1. One thing, guys, Rangers have been a heavy under team this year. Heavy under team, Cam. We got a light total here at 5.5, but it's not scaring me away. This game has 2-1 written all over it to me. Is it a trap with the blue shirts tonight, though, with the Rangers? What do you think about this one? Because it seemed like the Rangers are playing good hockey. They're at home. Although this is a type of game that the Rangers would historically lose. So what do you make of this one?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rangers tonight. The Calgary Flames have been good to me. They won that night in Detroit, but I think the Rangers are going to be ready to rock in this game. It's 44 cents. I have no problem with that price. At home, they should be able to take care of their business. I like the Rangers tonight. I'm going to bet the New York Rangers.
As we've discussed, guys, Rangers 5-0 to the under on the season. It's 5.5 right now. Man, I wish we were getting. You know what? Maybe I can get a 6. I'll take a look at the old alternate line. Let's see what I get just to even it out. I don't like 5.5. 6 I can live with. Tampa Bay and Buffalo. I don't know, Cam. Buffalo's hot start looks like that's done. What do you make of this one? Tampa and the Sabres.
I don't like the line. I like Tampa Bay and parlays. I don't like the minus 184. Buffalo will play hard at home, but they're just not as good as Tampa Bay. So I would play Tampa Bay. I'm not sure if I have confidence laying the 1.5. I would rather parlay it with something, but I like the Lightning tonight. Ride the Lightning, Metallica style.
Let me see. They don't have an even. I can't do that. Okay. It's 6.5 minus 210. I'm not.
No.
I wanted an even 6. I wanted an even 6 from 5.5, but it's just they're not doing it.
No.
It's like I want 3.5 rocks. They're just not giving
it. Of course. Yeah, you want it all, Brent. See, that's sometimes you got to pay for it, buddy. You got to pay.
How about this? This is the bureaucrat special.
Oh, yeah.
the politicians. The political special. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Like, Ottawa, Joe Biden versus Trudeau.
Trudeau for Biden. Yeah, yeah.
Biden's laying 178 at Trudeau. I kind
of
like
the Washington Capitals and the Canadian capital of Ottawa tonight. Sens are plus 150. They lost their goalie though. Matt Murray's out, right? So
yeah, I like Sleepy Joe tonight, but it's a lot of juice.
Well, you mean you like Putin with Volvetti?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Don't try to get Putin. Dangerous.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got a lot of games to get in on here. Cam's clicking away. So, Cam, I'll send it to you first because it sounds like it's a big night for you. You've already got the action in here on the hockey, early hockey here. What are you playing?
Yeah, I'm going to play a small play on Columbus. I already have Florida in parlays at when it was 300, but it's minus 420 now. Florida minus 1.5, minus 132, Marenzi. We'll take advantage of that one as well. I like the Rangers. And you forgot a game at 7:10. I don't really blame you. Toronto and Carolina is also an early start.
Oh, I thought it was at 7:30. Sorry, I slipped. No. I didn't mean to. How do we not take the Canes?
We're taking the Leafs tonight. They're going to win their first game. Canes are going to lose tonight. That's it.
You like the Canes?
No.
I know you. You can't even say it out loud. You sort of.
I can't say it out loud because people are going to start laughing at me. But I'm going to say that 7-1 loss to Pittsburgh. I love coming back to teams that got embarrassed.
That's true.
Former goaltender Freddie Anderson. I think these guys know him. A performance like if they lose this game, then there's major problems. They're a dog. I'll take Toronto tonight. We'll see what happens. I don't feel the way I'm approaching this game. There's no confidence. There's no whatever. I'm betting it. I really can't make a case, guys. You can take Carolina if you want. The whole world's on them tonight because the Leafs suck. And, but this is a good spot for Toronto, in my opinion.
All right. I'm going to take the New York Rangers to beat the Calgary Flames. I'm going to take the Rangers and the Flames to go under 5.5. I'm going to take the Carolina, here I am, to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I'm going to go under 6 in the Leafs and the Canes. Under 6 in the Leafs and the Canes. That's my hockey.
6.5. It's actually 6.5, Marenzi. I'll give you 6.5 on FanDuel. There you go.
6.5 now. Even better.
Yep.
Love there it. There you go. Like the
actually,
under.
I like the under as well. I like the Leafs and the under.
And give me the Milwaukee Bucks on the money line. Charlotte Hornets, Sting, Buzz City, plus the 2. And Pat Connaughton turns out is not in the starting lineup but tonight. But I don't care. He's still scoring over 10.5 points. I already put the bet in, so I'm not taking it out.
I like Pat.
I don't care.
Yep.
Patty C, baby. All right. We'll see who JB likes on the other side.
Yeah. That's right.
got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you game.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No